10 Giants at the Dallas 43. Left hash mark, right to left on your radio. Offset eye left, Manning on a play fake. Rolls right, throws a deep ball down the right sideline. It's a jump ball. Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
Breaking down the Odell Beckham Jr. catch against the Dallas Cowboys with two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. Carl, you've played with some incredible players. You've played against some of the greatest players of all time. Where does this rank on your playlist of incredible?
Incredible plays, I would put that at the very top. There's just so many things that goes beyond explanation on that play. The fact that he was held, the fact that he stayed in bounds, and the fact that he caught a ball with three fingers, falling down almost nearly parallel to the ground, falling backwards.
It's something that Odell Beckham Jr. did while he was at LSU with fellow receivers outside the dorm, not at the practice field, but just like messing around. And they kind of challenged each other. And then we see him on the practice field, and we see him before the games. As awesome as it was, there is an element of preparation that went into this, wasn't there?
Newsflash, kids, greatness also takes hard work, too. You have to practice great plays in order for them to happen in the game. And when opportunity was presented with preparation, you get that.
Now, the New York Giants have had some spectacular plays in their 90-year history. Obviously, the David Tyree catch in Super Bowl 42, Mario Manningham's catch in Super Bowl 46, Mark Ingram's catch and run in Super Bowl 25, in which it felt like he avoided literally 20 Buffalo Bills in order to get a key first down on a third down play. Where do you rank this catch in the annals of great Giants catches?
Well, just on the catch alone, I think it is the top. Obviously, a lot of those plays that you just mentioned went on to lead to victory. But in terms of just that play in and of itself, it's at the top of the list by far.
All right, by far, you said.
By far, because that, just when you look at the chain of events in that play versus a great play by David Tyree, but the chain of events there happened more at the quarterback level than at his level. He made a great play and a wonderful catch that also led to victory, but the play itself, I think Odell Beckham.
I guess the thing with the Tyree play is there was an element of chance to it in the fact that if Rodney Harrison pulls Tyree down to the side, maybe as the ball's against the helmet, it hits
the ground. Sure.
But he fell on top of Rodney Harrison, and that was the buffer between possibly hitting the ground and the ball coming loose. Yeah. This play by Odell Beckham Jr. is athleticism to an incredible degree, isn't it?
It absolutely
is. He contorts himself.
Like I said, it almost looked like the Fosbury flop. He's just laying backwards and reaches back and grabs the ball. It's just an incredible play.
Obviously some great catches in the history of the New York Giants, and obviously they all have their place, time, circumstance, championships at stake. And although this one came in a loss, when you look at it from its pure amazement, Carl, you still put this number one now.
I do. And then, you know, as I sit here and talk to you, you've got the Mario Manning toe tap play, which was just an incredible hand-eye-foot coordination. Great plays.
But it's like bang, bang.
Some things transcend all greatness, and this is one of them that did.
All right, that's a look at the spectacular 43-yard touchdown catch by Odell Beckham Jr. against the Dallas Cowboys.